The sweet second candlelight, cause I see you pray to last. Who's against us? He's among us. Rome, Vatican is the new Babylon. The freedom of the world must come from Israelite. Freedom of Africa, certainly from Mount Zion. Freedom of Biafra is the new Jerusalem. Babylon quench, Babylon dry. Babylon die, I just might come.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
Catholicism, she's Babylon, the vampire. Babylon, loot my temple, pull it down. Oh, Jerusalem, my Jerusalem. Babylon, took my skinful men as slavery. Some living in America, some living in Europe. Kid you dread, Caesar Nero persecuting empire. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. When they go no fall, I just like a
bomb. Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
Sandora, Babylon, your time to fall. I say Hebrew, you deceive the world, you can change my soul. You kill your name, but Babylon, where is Peter? Oh yes, me tell you fall, and when you go, no fall. Sharpless, them go cut, statues, them go break. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. Every time I sing, Babylon must fall. Babylon quench, and Babylon fall.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base. Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot. I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base. Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. Babylon quench, make you make me.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
Yes, this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are, of course, going to Biafra Land right now to get on the spot account of what has been happening for the past few days, including things that are very close to us. And I am joined by Ojukwu now from Biafra Land. Ojukwu, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, my brother.
Yes, please go ahead.
We return to Kukika Diama for you people. My name is Ojukwu Ifeanyi. I am from Okechiti in Idemri South, local government. I want to tell my people that what we are doing is not charity prayer. Because Kukika Diama is with us. I want to use this opportunity to thank every IPOB member, both in abroad and in Biafra land. I want us to know that Kukika Diama is by our side. And nothing anybody can do about that, because God is working with us. My people, I want us to understand, in Biafra land, the zoo is about to collapse. Because of the help of people who know the truth and brought the truth for us to our leader, Nnamdi Kamanozuzo, my teacher, and all those who are working with him, even our beloved brother Uchemefo, and all those barrister, and every strong member that are working to bring Biafra to reality. I want to to be with you all and strengthening you whatever you need in life, in as much that you are working with the truth, because truth is life. Is your kubundo as our teacher. Now, I want to make a comment concerning Ohaneze Ndigbo and the so-called IPOB versus Nigeria for negotiation. I want to understand, when they mention that name IPOB, do you know the troll word? Everyone has rights to figure out alphabets in order to give them the suitable name they want. It is not our own IPOB. I am going to tell you the meaning of their own IPOB. This is not indigenous people of Biafra. This is not indigenous people of Biafra, because there's no connection between us and negotiation. This is the meaning of their own IPOB. Incompetent people on board. Incompetent people on board. I repeat, incompetent people on board. That I stand for incompetent. P stand for people. O stand for on. That B stand for board. Now listen to me, my people. Organization of fools. Organization of fools who is planning to sell their people for wealth. I say, organization of people who are planning to sell their people for wealth. People without conscience. People who don't consider about the welfare of their brethren. Listen to me, my people. Do not be moved of what you are seeing. Do not be moved of what you are hearing. In as much as Tupu Kikabiam has sent our leader to bring back Biafra, we are moving forward to bring back Biafra. And there's nothing that anyone should do about that. Even the purify and all that are working with him cannot succeed by bringing us back. Listen to me, my beloved brothers. Then in Biafra land, was Rike the Ifa Aduna II said that he has a proof that our leader has been murdered. Listen, do you know what he planned? Do you know what he has in mind by saying that he has a proof that our leader has been murdered in Abuja? Then I'm going to tell you what this man planned. I'm going to tell you the plan of this man. Number one, he wants to throw confusion in the minds of our leaders, both in abroad and Biafra land. You see, sometimes Igbo people used to say, "Onye na-eku nwa, nwa na-eku nwa nu, ona." This man wants to use these tricks to throw confusion in the minds of our perfect leaders, both in abroad and the Biafra land. By how? They will say, "Are we sure that our leader is alive? Are we sure?" So that if anyone, they will begin to direct their motions to another thing. So we say, "Let me keep the one I hold. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know what is happening." Like the people of Israel said, "We don't know what has been taking place in these bushes or mountains. Let us make ourselves God that will lead us back to Egypt." But I want to tell you, if you are a man indeed, you are a person who want to follow the dialect of Tupo Kikabiama. Tupo Kikabiama have never blamed this young man to disappoint him on the way. He has a vision. He has motion. He has feeling for his people. And nothing can make him to go back. Listen to me. Number two, plan of this young man, Ifeajuna. Number two plan. He wants us to overreact by killing people as people who are revenging for the death of their leader. You know, you can prove that your leader is dead, then you keep adamant. It's impossible. He wants us to overreact, to move forward and begin to massacre people, because that is going to happen if we say that we don't find our leader again. He wants us to act so that when we begin to act and move on, and the Zulu people begin to show on television, look at their leader is alive. Well, we have never harmed anybody. Then we became a fool. Don't you see that? Then we became fools. Now, I want to tell you, we can never allow them. We will never allow to fall in their tricks and their pits, which they have digged to themselves. My people, it is time that we are going to rise up and know that this is time that freedom began, my people. When the way is tough, the tough one keep on moving. And I want you to understand, this is the only time you are going to prove the love you have for your leader, Nnamdi Kamanu Zuzo. There's nothing can make us to go back, no matter whatever. I want to tell you, my people, those who have given up their lives, both at Ugocha, at Onitsha, Aba, many areas, do not think that you are forgotten. No. The new plan is making about you. Do not think that you're forgotten. Both those who are saying something about Igbo check of Lagos, we are taking a call about it. And something is going to happen about that. I want you, Biafran, this is a place, the field of the freedom fighting in Biafran land. We know what we are passing through, but that will not make us to go back. Going back is death. Forward is life. To get what our fathers started and they stop on the way. Our own time is the time that we're going to get the other back. No matter what it takes. The Zulu threat was killing us, thinking that when they shoot one person, two people, that they'll be run away. No. This is beyond that. We are ready. Our leaders say, Biafra or death. Biafra or death. And we mean it. Because in Kanye, they have run though. But our people are using our money. Their children are jubilating in heaven. Their children are riding the highest car in the world. You are the animal chief from ordinary, making one business or the other. Tell me any businessman who is not borrowing money on bank. Animal chief from ordinary. Tell me any businessman in this Biafra land who is not helped by a bank. You are suffering from bankers. You are suffering from bank. You are suffering for them. They'll give you 2 million to give them 1.5 million. They give you 6 million to give them 7.8 million. You are sweating every day. If you fail to give it, they take your land. You think that you are doing business. What kind of business are you doing? Tell me that big man that is rich. I tell you how much you owe bank. Is it how you are being a successful businessman? You're borrowing money. And my chief, They are telling you that Biafra is heaven on earth, where you are going to build yourself and organize yourself, and the foreigners will come into the Biafra land, and they will live to be happy in Biafra land, and they will say, there's no land like Biafra. Don't you know that? Don't you have such vision? Don't you understand that God prepared something for us? Don't you know that, my people? If you don't know that now. Now, let me tell you something, my people. People always say, walking through dialogue. Walking through dialogue. Hey, you walk through dialogue. Now, this is my question. How can a lamb and a wolf walk through dialogue? How can lamb and wolves walk through dialogue? How can law-abiding one and the lawless one walk through dialogue? Now, can those who are civilized and uncivilized walk in dialogue? It's impossible. Leopard can never change its color. They will always behave themselves according to their nature. How can you walk in dialogue with a man who don't know what is civilized? Who is not civilized? Who is not abiding through law? Yeah? How can you listen from the time this problem started in the zoo called Nigeria? Anapa generic. Now, how can oil and water work through dialogue? How does a man say this is joining water and oil? How can they agree together, my people? Are your eyes not open? Don't you know that you are suffering in vain, my people? Don't you know that you are a slave in this land? Don't you know what you are passing through, my people? Don't you know that you are going to keep your children into slavery forever? If you miss Biafra this time with this leader we have, if you miss Biafra this time with the leader, Nnamdi Kanu Osuzu, my great teacher, who opened the eyes of the world to understand the atrocities that is taking place in this concussion zoo called Nigeria. Don't you know that you're in a big mess? Don't you understand the vision of this man? Don't you understand the vision of this young man, heavenly sent man from above, who loves his people more than his world, who loves his people more than his career, who loves his people more than anything on this earth? My people, can't you see through his eyes? Can't you see through his eyes the only man who don't care about all your world? The only man who don't care about the riches. Okay, somebody say about Wazirike. One kind of useless man was trying to threaten our deputy. He said that he is living in the same city with him. What a mess. He said Wazirike, the time they hold Wazirike, the Ibo, Hanefemibo, go, when they are, and they speak on his behalf. Now you tell me why Uwazirike, this is time I come to understand why Uwazirike betray us. Because from the beginning, Uwazirike really mean to bring Biafra, and we be honest and truth before the world. From beginning, Uwazirike was working to bring Biafra until he jammed his head on the rock. And the zoo captured him. He was kept in prison. Now, Ohaneze Ndabu Nandawa, useless baboons, old fools, with white bia on their anus and their nose, went to negotiate with Buhari, with the Zulu government. Do you know what they're telling Wazirike? Nae mane emeleke si emeye, inwokita na omwere ndi ya mwebi ino. If you tell me, nobody will know where you are. Just take all your word, eh? Where they go? Up on there. When you get there, who's your jury? Now, I'm not to go in to see my come on in the area, Gapusi. I'm telling you, but now, that's a chill. And that is the parable they give to this man. This man revives his mind back. Okay, this is how Ohanaeze and Ndigbo went and negotiate. That is their own negotiation, you know, to betray their people. That is their own negotiation, you know, to stop the movement. That is their own negotiation. To cause people to solo. People who have bring out their lives. People who have abandoned what they are doing. Enter into bringing Biafra. Then you abandon them on the way. Now, Owazike say, now, that is true. Then, let me tell you, Nigeria, if I just step out, I will just say, Biafra is coming. Then I am going to make a deal with you people. If I just go, if a container come, I will tell them Biafra land, money. They will bring the money, I will share the money, I give you your own. Nigeria, take your own, I take my chair. Wazirike went to the landlords and telling them, do you know this man from landlords? This man from landlords. And giving landlord how much they are going to take in their house. This is how to get their flour. This is how to get their flour. You are comparing Wazirike with an angel from heaven. Are you not a fool? This is how Wazirike was fighting for his freedom. Wazirike went and the prince, Biafra pound, selling it. Well, if you get into a shop, you will just use Biafra pounds. You will begin to collect something. You will send this man. They will went into a big shop, collecting goose. After that, we give you their front pounds. Take money. The person begins to cry. How can I eat this one? Get away. This is their front money. Take it. Is it not rogue? Is it not criminal? Oh, Wazirike made people to hate what is called Biafra. Wazirike made people to hate what is called Biafra. Wazirike made that many people useless. Then you are comparing Wazirike within now the canon. In fact, you are insane. In fact, you're a wicked Jezebel. In fact, you're a... I don't know what to compare you with. My people, listen to me. Hear ye this word this very night. Hear ye this word this very night. Never you forget this word. Biafra is at the door. And nothing can stop Biafra to come. Do you know the message of this man called Wazirike caused havoc to the people? Then now some begin to indulge themselves in certain things. But now, I glory be to Chukwukike Abiama, who has done everything right. And we are taking pain. And do you know what happened at Abuja, my beloved brother? When we went to Abuja, people, if you see the crowd of people, the IPOB members at Abuja, they were there, very, very big crowd, people. You see, when Ahmadike, like Barrister says, when he comes, everywhere was shouting, watching again. With that mountain, we are in a silent Samaria. And our leader enter like a great man. No matter whatever happens, he's a great man indeed. And when I saw our leader, because I know this man is alive, that Wazike was trying to make a trap. When we saw him, after that, after dismissal of the court, I went to him, I called him my teacher. He said, Mwachineke Ojufu. Mwachineke Ojufu. He shake my hand and I shake his hand. I place my hand on my heart, my chest. I said, this is a hero. Do you know that is what is called a hero? A hero is a man who doesn't think about what is passing through. A hero is a man, whether in a pen, he still thinks about his people and children. A hero is a man who cannot give his back to his beloved one who trusts him. A hero is a man who can never disappoint those that put their faith on him. Oh, Chukwu Kikabiyama, we give you thanks. My people, I want everyone to wake up wherever you are. If you are moving with number two gear, rise it to number four. Because the zoo is about to collapse. Move to number four. And I want to tell everybody, if you say that you love Nnamdi Kanu, whether you are in Abroad, whether you are in any place, you love Nnamdi Kanu, and you begin to change the assumption that Nnamdi Kanu gets before you go, you're a wolf. There's nothing but a wolf, whoever you may be. If you try to divert the instruction, the written down instruction of this young man, you are trying to spoil something. Never you try that. Never you try that. Never, never you try that. You must call a spade a spade. If you try that, it means you are bringing us back. We are moving forward, my people. And nothing can bring us back. Pay attention, my people. Now, do you know that in Abuja, do you know that we agitated at Abuja? Do you know that? We march at Abuja town. We are shouting. All we are saying, give us Biafra. All we are saying, give up Biafra. The Zoom must fall with our flag. With IPOB uniform. Some people here wear IPOB uniform. You know what will happen. I want to tell our leaders, I want to tell the governors of this Anambra and all governors in this area. Listen to me. You always say that people have diseased you. People have diseased you. But you always abuse yourself. Do you know in the capital city, IPOB people march? Do you know that the priest people escort us, clear the way, because we have told them blessing? We are formidable. We have told the zoo lesson. We were marching gloriously. Let me tell you one thing that one Hausa man said by my side. As we say, Biafra, give us Biafra. He said, Kai, what I told you, Biafra can never come. Hausa man, wearing a cap like a tortoise. He said, Kai, what I told you, Biafra will never come. Biafra will never come. And then I said, what I told you, Biafra must come. Biafra has already come. He passed. Let me tell you, the army, the police people were escorting us, marching on the road, in the street, until we reached the park. Here, in Anambra, our own brother killed us. Here, in Anambra, our own brother shoot his own mother. Here in Anambra, they shot mother. Oh my God. Haven't you been listening now? They tell you, hold them, keep them. You want to buy first to house a man by killing your people. You want to buy first to house a man by killing your people. Is it not madness? Now, if you kill your people, who you are, who will live? Number one thing, house a man will never hurry because you're exposed. Instead, you expose yourself as a wicked man. You will use this one hand to watch you and close your eyes. If you just fall in the trap, you will die. Because he will see you as a wicked man. My teacher had been saying, how many times have you seen our son man call you his brother? How many times? Do you know Zeke regret one Nigeria? Do you know those who regretted because of this country called Nigeria? Do you think that your own time will change? It cannot change. You rise up or you perish. Ohaneze ndibu. Eh? You reach Abuja, Ohaneze ndibu. Kanu, Ohaneze ndibu na Kanu. Now you are in Kanu. Tell me the achievement of Ohaneze since Ohaneze began. Tell me achievement. What have you done to your people? Say, I am speaking to my people. Ohaneze, I've said this. Ohaneze, I've done this. Tell me one achievement. Just tell me, only one achievement. You are using your people to fill your purse. I know how to handle them. I know how to handle them. Eh? Don't give me money. If this man give you people money, you know that you don't know what he's doing. You are going there taking money from people. The Nigeria government. Now, do you know why I say one thing? I say that these people are incompetent people on board. They are useless to Biafrans. They are useless to entire Biafrans. They are object of destruction. They are murderers. They are killers. They eat bloody money. But they wear the cap on their head. Sometimes you see them wearing white, like angels. You will not know that inside them are something smelling. Something is smelling inside them. But my people, I want us to understand one thing now. If you are indeed a Biafra man, whenever you hear the word of teacher, Nandekano, the Biafran blood in your vein, the Biafran blood in your vein will charge. It will immediately charge and kindle by fire. You will see yourself moving like a magneto. Because you are a Biafran man. Unless you are mixed up blood with Hausa blood or Yoruba blood, you become destructive to the movement of Biafra. Watch them. You will know them one by one. But the only thing I'm telling you, my people, this is the voice of Ojukwu. But the only thing you have to understand, Nandekano have opened a way. Nandekano has kindled fire in many lives. For me to die for Biafra, I die for my religion. Do you know? Why do you? I think you always hear the Muslim people. When they judge them through their Sharia law, when they want to kill them with a knife, you see a person they want to kill with a knife, they will bend their head. Kubai. He meant to die in his religion. He meant to die in his religion. Now, how many of you tell me you are a Christian? How many of you that when we bring knife before your neck, you still say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But all those people will be dying silent. They will say, Allah, goodbye. Allah, goodbye. You say, they come back off. Can that thing teach you a lesson that a man prepared to die for his religion? No matter what he has done, he still believes in Allah, goodbye. Are you fools? Biafra is your religion. That is where you're going to worship God in sincere and the truth. That is where you're going to rise and worship God as you want. And please go. Then somebody will come and tell you there's nothing like a Biafra, Biafra has died. You believe. You don't know that the world is talking. He has taken money on the backyard. He has used the money to feed his people. You don't know that when Biafra comes, you become a great man. When Biafra comes, you will begin to be reformed. When Biafra comes, you begin to experience new life. Then you believe the deceivingness of fools who have received money at the backyard, telling you, we are negotiating. We are negotiating for what? When we will know that you mean the business is when, after negotiating with Buhari, after negotiating in Abuja, after negotiating in Lagos, after negotiating whenever you're negotiating, you are negotiating. Eh? Carry and come. We are here. Oku oni ima ni isu ya aya abo e huri loko rota. Oku oni ima. Na family gi, ade mechi. Uri akota one day, si anye in negotiating na, no mo buri da e gba fi oro nu mba ti ga ma na IPOB nko nu abro indigenous people of Biafra no incompetent people on board you have a board but you are incompetent people because you are not useless you are not useful to Biafra land so from today anywhere you see that IPOB what the meaning what they are. They are incompetent people on board. You give them that name. That's what they are. So they know what they say by that IPOB. So my people, this is where I am going to stop. But the only thing I'm telling you, those who have been affected, those who died, those who have been wounded, and also and so on, there's a new plan making to reach you. Do not trouble yourself wherever you are. Do not think that Jephthah has forsaken you. There's a new plan for you. And we are moving forward on that. You will never be denied. You will never be rejected. In as much as Jephthah is one. Forget about all those things that are talking nonsense. So, my people, in as much as our leader, I want to say something now before I drop. See.
Yes, it appears the line has dropped, and we will try, of course, to get back to Ojukwu. Ojukwu has been very consistent in his contributions to Biafra restoration, and we will, of course, take it from there. It is very important at this particular point in time that the world know what is happening. Our leader Amnamdi Kanu appeared in court. He was looking physically okay, but we want to make it abundantly clear to the international community, to the Nigerian Modros establishment, to the wider IPOB family members, that our leader Amnamdi Kanu and his life is very important to us. Any day we look for Nnamdi Kanu and we don't see him, then hell will be let loose on that contraption called Nigeria. And we are asking everybody to get ready, to be prepared. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is being tortured. He is being subjugated to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. What you saw on the television, what you saw in court is a camouflage. there is a grand plan to kill the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, albeit through indirect manner. We're asking the British authorities to investigate what we are saying. We're asking the British authorities to do more than what they have done before. The assurances given by the Nigerian authorities when the British authorities visited our leader Nnamdi Kanu is not being followed. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is sleeping rough. That will indirectly bring in all manner of sicknesses. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is not being treated well. As you can see in the video, when the SSS man, the man on the red cap, or the man who was wearing a red cap, was manhandling him, the way he was being treated in the public is an indication of what should happen outside the public glare. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is being tortured always. The way they are doing this is not for you to see. They will torture him, they will inflict injury on him where he wears his shirts, where he wears, where nobody sees, from his neck down to the abdominal level and trousers. That is where they do all the devilish work. So we are asking the British authorities to go back and investigate all this. The assurances given by Nigerian authorities, they are not following it. We are asking you to do one thing and one thing now. Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen. He must be repatriated to the United Kingdom. He has been charged with terrorism offenses, and what we are here to explain to you is this. The indigenous people of Biafra are the people of Biafra. Even though the British government did not allow Biafra and Biafrans to be, one thing is clear. Justice must be done. We are a people, and as you can see, we are occupying a geographical space. We have the capacity to enter into international relations because we have our structures in place, we have our informal government structure in place. We are, of course, in a very large area of land. We are occupying that area of land, the old eastern region called Biafra, the old eastern region of Nigeria, some parts of the area they call South-South now, and some parts of Middle Belt. We are more than 50 million. And Biafrans, or the Biafran population, is more than some countries in Europe put together. We have settled population. And there is no dispute about it. Our people know whom they what they want. Our people know whom they are. Nobody can remove the Biafran identity from us. And so everything that is being done right now to instill fear in our people, to instill fear in the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, will not work. We do not have any sponsors. As always, we make our accounts transparent. The indigenous people of Biafra are funding their activities, their projects by themselves. And as you can see, we are scattered all over the world. The only place you cannot see a Biafran is where there is no life. We are in so many countries of the world, at least 88 countries, including Biafra land. As you can see, the issue of Biafra is no more a wishful thinking. Our people are running out of patience. tempers are high, the leader of Indiapur Biafra is not a terrorist, because terrorists do not come out in the open to do what they are doing. Terrorists cannot be a nation, cannot be the entire population of a nation. Just like you have in IPOB, just like you have in the indigenous people of Biafra. So that argument cannot hold. It is a concussion meant to decimate and to further reduce Biafran population. It is a concussion being put forward in order to rope in the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and to kill him in the process. We're asking the British authority to investigate what we are saying here. We want to reiterate the fact that what the Nigerian authority said that they are going to do, all the assurances given to the British delegation that went to see our leader Nnamdi Kanu, they are not keeping those promises. We are raising this alarm because something dangerous may happen in the near future. We are asking you to investigate what we are saying. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and who incidentally is a British citizen, is being subjected to all manner of torture, psychological torture indeed, which is the most deadliest. He is being subjugated to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, contrary to the provisions of Human Rights Act and ECHR. We are asking the British authorities to do something now. Do not say that you are not warned. If Nnamdi Kanu dies in custody, then you will bear the blame. Something dangerous and ominous and devilish is being planned by Nigerian authorities. The DSS officials, the DSS officers in that detention center in the DSS facility are not treating Nnamdi Kanu, a prisoner of conscience, a human rights crusader. They're not treating him very well. They are subjecting him to slow and painful death process. The earlier the British authorities do something now, the better. Once again, this is a note of warning that they are trying to indirectly kill the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. He is sleeping rough. That is an indication. Go back there as quickly as possible and make sure that this man is given every humane treatment that he needs. The only crime he has committed is by speaking out, by saying the truth that so many people are running away from. So what crime has he committed? What crime has he committed that he called his own people and rallied them to a higher purpose? To be conscious of whom they are, to be conscious of their inheritance, Biafra, that was wrongly robbed them. What crime has he committed? That is why we are putting this across to the British authorities, because we can safely say that if anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, the British authorities will be held accountable. Because you know what is happening. There is no law in the contraption called Nigeria. They do not follow the rule of law. Nigeria is a lawless society. Nigeria is a heterogeneous society. A society that is made up of people from different ethnic backgrounds that hate themselves. Nnamdi Kanu is incidentally in the hands of his enemies. And we are saying this with heavy heart and crying here that you must do something. We are enjoining ordinary citizens of Britain to mount pressure on their MPs, and we are specifically asking the MP of Nnamdi Kanu's constituents or constituency to do something now and not tomorrow. We commend your effort so far, but your effort is not yet good enough, because the assurances given by the Nigerian authorities to the British counterpart are not being followed. Immediately you left, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra has been subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. We are asking you to investigate these claims. We are also asking you to make sure that Nnamdi Kanu is repatriated to the United Kingdom, because they want to kill him. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London, and with some degree of certainty to the ends of the earth. The number to call is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are, of course, not ready to talk. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, this is Mr. Father from Igbota.
Yeah, thank you very much.
My deputy director, I am very happy with what you are doing, and as well, I am not happy in the other way around because of what I'm hearing, and there is something we can do, because we are not going to lose this battle second time again, because this is the last chance we have. And what they are doing to our deputy, our director, and I mean, everybody is worried, and is there anything we can do to give our groups, to let them know that we are not happy anymore, than watching them eliminate this man?
Of course, what we are doing is still in line with what we should be doing. But what I'm trying to tell you is that we cannot fold our hands for that long. We are exhausting all the democratic legal processes that are in place, and we are, of course, making the international community realize the fact that we have legal, moral, and anything they can think of in terms of justification in doing what we're doing. We are putting the international community on notice that this is what
we saw. That man that called and said he's in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
If we can get his information done here in Gafferland, we can start with his family members, because they are the kind of people that is advertising this, our efforts.
That man does not exist, to be honest. You know, he doesn't exist, because what we have here at hand is more than that man. We must look up to the higher purpose. They don't exist there. You have some several number of them. They have been trying what they tried before behind the scene to sabotage their effort, but they have not been succeeding. So we are not going to focus our attention on them. There are other things that we can do that can take care of them. What we have to do
Thank
is to look
much.
At
Thank
the higher
much,
purpose.
Sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, my brother. Mr. Mofo.
Yeah, good
this
evening,
is
my
Kevin
brother. Welcome
from Spain. Yes, I heard your cry this evening. I heard Ojukwu. And I want to commend you people. You, Deputy Director, you are a seer. No wonder. You are the second hand of Nnamdi Kanu. You are a child of God. You have four eyes. I saw my director. I'm telling my children, my wife, that I cannot explain what I'm seeing here now. But one thing I will say is that if you go back to when I've been talking, I say that I knew where this man Tash in Gum. He were one nigga jay. Amogala one nigga mala. He may one nigga in your jaw loser. My brother, I want to tell British citizens, their youth, I want to talk to them this night. The person talking to you now, if you only want you to hear had my voice, go and tell others. I don't have enough credit, but if this credit finish, tomorrow I will call. You people have been suffering us. You people have been living through our blood. I want you people to turn back now, because one man in this panel told me that everyone knows what you people have done and that it will come back to you people. You people have to run now. Go to your prime minister, all this your governor and your president. Tell them to wash their hands from Biafran blood. Tell them that nothing will happen to my director. My director, I have a dream of my director. I will not explain it because I don't have credit, but I will explain it to anybody who wants to hear. If you don't want to hear, leave it. But I know what I'm telling you. Uche Mofo, you said it, finish. My Ojukwu said it, finish. Director is not okay. Director has been suffering. The only thing that holding director is just one thing. They have finished my director. And if British people, we allow it again. They have been with us. They want to be with us again. You people should be careful, because this thing, this cup that you people are using to give Biafran people water to drink, it will come back to you people. You people are not seeing what is happening in this world. The blood of innocent people is crying. You people should turn back, because it will happen. It will happen. My director.
Yes, thank you, my brother. Thank you.
I don't know what to say. I will buy credit tomorrow. I will explain to you. The way you said it, that is how it is. They have been dealing with my director, the innocent man. The only man who has told the whole Nigeria, the whole Biafran, the truth. What is it that he have done? Do you know that this man is just one gift that God has given to Biafran people? They want to take it away. If they take it away, what is happening to our people, what is happening to Nigeria, is not making by us. It's a nemesis. The one that will come, the one that is coming. I'm not talking because I'm a Biafran. I'm talking because I saw the truth and I have to say it. You people have to beware of Biafran people. British, run now. Run. To make sure that nothing happened to my director. If anything happened to my director, mark it this night that somebody is saying it. That you people will take it 1,000 fools. When the time comes, your children, your youth will suffer it. Look at the way we are suffering now. Innocent people, we don't know anything. I don't know. My father is blind. As I come to this world, my father is blind because of all this suffering. I know how I suffer. I cannot explain. But you people are there dealing with us this way, like we have done wrong to come to this world. Never. God created you as he created us. But you people have to... If you want to kill, I want to come out, let them kill me today. If they need my blood, if I didn't come out, let them kill my director. But let them say, that man that said, let me want to see him, I'm coming. Kill me, but leave my director. He's the only man that God has given to Biafran people. I have seen it, and I will say it, and I will die for it. If anything happened to my director, British, your youth in the British, citizens, all the youth in all of you, run now. Tell your father, tell your people to wash their hands from blood.
I think, my brother, it is about rallying the British public to mount pressure on their government, because most of the population are innocent. They don't know what is happening.
Yes, but as we are saying it now, they have to know. They have to know. Let them do something. Let the public do so. Anybody that has godly mind, do something, because what Richard Mofo is saying is the truth. That place is a lion pen. I know if it is good, I will tell you that it's good. Forget that I'm a Biafra man. If I see bad, I will say it's bad. If I see good, I will say it's good. If Hausa people or Yoruba people are doing us good, but Biafra people say it's bad, me, I will come and say, no, these people are good. But these people is no way for us. Please, British people, please. Anything you can do for us, let my director come out of that place. That is my... hold every other thing, but bring my director out first. This is what I want. Please. But if anything happens to my director, I have no power to fight you. But what will come, write it today that I say that that man, nothing should happen to him. Let it be enough for today. My deputy, cry no more. You have said it all. As you said it, that is how I have seen it. I will have time to explain what I have seen. My director, if he come out and explain to you, you will run. You will not sleep. But all the same, if God say yes, no man can say no. I trust you, Kikabiam. I trust director where he's coming from. It's God that gives it to us. Nobody will take it from us. So I believe and I have hope that something good will come out. My director will never die. No way he will die. So I thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Cry no more. But if this will come to rally again, let us do it the rally again.
Yes, of course. Please. There is going to be a mega one in the United Kingdom, and we will be planning towards that very soon, please.
Let it go round.
The whole of Europe will descend on London. It's as simple as that. So, but we are going to begin the process of that very soon, because what is happening now, to be honest, is no more a case of the Nigerian government holding Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra.
No.
It is about the British government's willingness to ask their puppet to leave Nnamdi Kanu alone. It's as simple as that.
Yes, thank you, Madam. Please, let them do. Because I saw my director. Forget, I'm happy to see him. But if you have 4 eyes, you will see. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's take other calls. Thank you very much, my brother. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Hello? Could you please, raise up your voice a bit. Can you raise up your voice?
I'm coming from Onitsha.
Right, thank you very much.
Hello.
Yes, hello. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to, first of all, commend you and all our people who are working together to see that this very cause is still moving forward. I have a particular passage of the scripture where God have given me, even before now, where in the book of Exodus chapter 6, from verses 5, the Lord told the children of Israel that he has heard their groaning, he has heard their cry, and he has come to deliver them. So I want to tell us that it is the time God has chosen to deliver us from this very contraction. And like I told us last time I called, that nothing can stop it. No man, one of you woman, can stop this very project. It is a divine project. Ask for our leader who they are keeping in detention. The mighty hand of God is upon his life. They can't do him anything. Despite whatever. So and I have been praying, asking God on his behalf to keep and to preserve him, and God Almighty to answer my prayer. So I strongly believe that he will come out from that place very sound and healthy. And I have assured us that as soon as he comes out, the Biafran flag will be hoisted. Nothing will stop it from the moment he came out from that place. The next thing is to hear Biafran all over the world. So, my brethren, I want us to be courageous. And thank you, people. God will continue to be with you, give you all the strength, all the wisdom, all the knowledge. Whatever plan of the enemy to disorganize you, people, my prayer God has been answering. God will scatter them all. So I also want to talk about these Ohanaeze people. You know, these people are agents in the Nigerian government. They are not our representatives. We never send them. They go there just like the way they do during the time of Wazulike. They go there, they collect money. They go there, they collect money. Deceiving the person on the on top, like Rukuroja, who made him our leader. He maybe have promised to Harry that he will see that all this agitation come to nothing. So as to maybe aspire for president 2023. But he's a failure because we all know it's not a Biafra. I wonder how they manipulated him into that Imo State government house. The mighty hand of God is upon us. The man is going to fall. All their plan to go there and deceive Buhari and collect money, telling him, promising him that the agitation has gone down. They will see it. Thank God for our people that went to Abuja. We all had all that happen. The mighty hand of God is on top. So we are working, God is working towards restoring this very Biafra. My heart, I never doubt it in my heart. The Spirit has possessed me some many months ago. And I believe God that this project is a project God himself has set up, like he did in the days of the children of Israel. Likewise, he's doing in our own days. Our Moses being our coordinator, who they are keeping here, God will rescue him. He will come out and continue the struggle. Nothing we do him will happen to him until Biafra is restored. He himself will be, see Biafra. He will be part of Biafra. Nothing will happen to him in the mighty name of Jesus.
He said amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to pray for our director, please.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Father, Almighty God in heaven, I thank you for a time like this opportunity to air my view and to pray for my director. Holy God, I commit this young man, Nnamdi Kanu, into your hands. Mighty Father, I pray because you are the one that have called him, Father, to take up this very struggle. Holy Father, I pray that your mighty hand will be upon his life. Whatever plan of the devil, Father, to destroy his life, to truncate this very project, I cancel it. Father, anything we have planned on the ground, Father, in order to kill him, to eliminate his life, Father, in any form, in any way, I cancel it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I commit him to your advocate. I pray that innumerable angels will be on guard. As many that are keeping him, Father, I pray you set confusion among them. Father, paralyze all their strength. Father, I pray you say you will cast mist on their eyes that they will fall blind. They will be confused. Father, they will no more touch him from now henceforth in the name of Jesus. Thank you,
say,
Lord, for
amen.
Answer to prayer.
Amen in and Jesus amen. Name. Amen. Thank you very much. May God bless you and family and family of IPOB around the world. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good evening, Trump. Yeah.
Yes, where are you calling from? Yeah. Sorry? From where?
I'm also from down, I'm from Oka, Anambra State in Biafra.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Good. Oka Village in Oka. The time is getting here in Igwacha. Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Know, these people, they've dealt with us for a long time from now. Now they are equally dealing with our director, who've been inculcating these people there. They've, so much we've inculcated them for so long. And now, see, I'm seeing it that they just want to terminate that young man's life. And we cannot fold our hands and be looking. We cannot fold our hands and be looking at those small drafts. Now the man that took over from Jonathan just close to 6 months, they said the other time that they want to go and leave. Going to leave, he doesn't want to hand over to your vice president. You said you're going to hand it over to the chief of army staff. I don't know what you're getting my argument. That man is full of evil. Do you know what I want to tell the entire world, both British? We can't beg you people any longer. We can never beg you people any longer. But Mali says that you can deceive some people for some time, but you don't deceive all the people all the time. We can never beg you people again, Britain. If you know your worth, if you want to kill all of us, it's better you people just bring that. In fact, if you've been killing us, it's better you people just terminate all of us this time around, because we are so determined. In as far as the Vietnam, them, they will tell them, they will sue the America then. People that are farmers them. Then we now, today now, we've suffered for long from you people's hands. Keep
yes.
on deceiving us. Pretend this is the time you people should wake up. Please leave us alone. You see, tell them they can win this war. Buhari can never defeat you. Buhari can never win this thing. He can never. A man talking to you has 4 kids. Even if I die today, now, I believe that tomorrow they can never take over our Biafra land. See, we are out for them. Let us start off the mega school. Even if it is cover the main road, the major highways, let us cover the major highways. If it is from Lagos down to Anambra, let us start it off. Because we can't fold our hands and they kill this young man. We can't fold our hands and be watching them kill this young man. An innocent man that has told us the truth that has alleviated everybody, even my difficulties, that it has been alleviated by this young man, by the truth I've had for me.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Yes, hello.
Good evening, director. My name is Rashi Mbashi. I'm calling for Patako from Ohio State.
Right, thank you.
This is the first time I'm calling.
Yes.
Hello, director. First of all, I wanted to thank God for you people, director, deputy, and others, and for preparing you people to come before us. Well, before me, I wake up something. I saw light on Biafra. I say, God should bless all Biafra life. I have something to say about Papua State. No, Papua State, we have the problem of media. Because sometimes when I travel to the States, I miss some people. When I ask them about Radio Biafra, what are they here about? The only thing we hear, someone travel come and tell them, and they are waiting. So there is something in the question state that some young men, my friend, that 20 of us that we are here in the question, but I mean, because when I travel down there, they are waiting. Even the day that you people called on Jesus. I called him. When I called him, they said there's no person they are looking for to wake on the chief. And later they called back. I also called them, say they are called back to calamity. So then you are there, I wanted to say God is with our director. There is nothing the devil will do that he will succeed. And we all pray, even in the church, in any year that we have, that God should guide him and brought him back for us with victory and is going to be that. This is the first time that I'm born. I'll still call back us. I have something to say. Let me go back to this note so that I can deliver it to you. Thank you very much. Keep on, and God will bless you. I'm this director, I'm this other editor of Biafra. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You say thank you very much. Thank you. You call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, director.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. This is Ike Okoye calling from Oka.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Please, I don't like what is happening because we have been waiting. We have been waiting. We have been having patience that our director will be soon released, but for long. And I have been telling people that this man is not in good position because we are dealing with Philistines. These Hausa people are Philistines. They are not Christian. I know that director has been suffering. I've been telling people, even I've been discussing with Ifeanyi Ojukwu. The other time, I tell him that this man, I don't trust where they have kept him because I know Buhari is a wicked man. He's a devilish product. He's not. He doesn't have the mind of humanity in him. So we are not happy, even for Dudu, for our representative, whom nominated themselves as Igbo leader. They are taking bribes here and there. They are collecting money instead of to speak the truth. We are not happy, even if we contest a mega protest. I don't like this thing, but I have faith that nothing will happen to our director. Hello.
Yes, hello. We are listening. Go ahead.
I don't know what else we can do to see that our director is released.
We can only do what we can do, and let us come together and do one thing and one thing. If we are united in what we are doing, then we will achieve better results. We are following all the available legal and democratic processes in place, but we also have the right to defend ourselves. We are asking the international community, of course, led by the British government, to do something. The United States of America as well. But first of all, the British government, which of course has her citizen being detained, being subjected to all manner of inhuman and psychological torture daily in the Nigerian cells. The assurances given by the Nigerian authorities, they are not following it. The leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, the Kanu, is sleeping rough, sleeping on the floor.
Yes.
And they are doing all manner of things to him. They are subjecting him to slow death mechanism. This is torture, and it is prohibited by the law. Yes, it is prohibited by the law on prohibition of torture. And it is very, very important that the international community comes into this. First thing first, Kanu must be repatriated back to Britain. It's as simple as that. For him to continue with his life, terrorism is not the right thing. It is a plot by the Nigerian government to kill him. Because I cannot see how citizens of a country, a particular country, can be terrorists for asking for their right to be
killed. We have our president as a terrorist. It's our president. He is the number one terrorist. He is much original terrorist. He is the one. He's been the one sponsoring terrorists. He's now alleging another person as a terrorist. Where they have the head of state, the sole administrator, as the terrorist. I don't know whether those white people are blind. If the CIA and other intelligence agencies. But they must see that Buhari is a terrorist and an anti-crusader of human rights. But I don't know what else they can do to see that our director is terrorist.
There are so much to do, and all we need is to come together and to, of course, do whatever we are told to do. Together we will get to a destination point. There is no point crying over this. We must act. We must do one thing. And one thing is solidarity and moving forward. We are, of course, not relenting in this.
Okay, thank you. But I have another point to make.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, if Igbo people or Biafra, if we are 50 in number, for example, 30 are fighting for Biafra, 20 are criticizing us. That's the main problem we have. That is the main issue. 30 is out to get Biafra. We are 20 are to destroy to sabotage the efforts. So that is the main problem we have. Where we have somebody like Okorocha and his co-member trying to sabotage the efforts. I don't know. What you see about that?
Of course, these men are dishonorable men. They cannot be trusted, and they are saboteurs in our midst. So, Richard Okorocha is the APC head boy, the political arm of Boko Haram, who has been promised the presidency of the contraption called Nigeria, and been given money, and he is using it to bribe men, women, and children in Imo State and elsewhere in Biafra land. He is championing the cause for APC. He is, of course, telling you that Buhari is an innocent man. He is a dove. And we all know that this man is doing this for his selfish interests. He is treacherous and cannot be trusted. William Biano, the same thing. He is a monster in Anambra Government House, and people should take note.
We all know. But I want to use this medium to tell them Hausa is to serve us, not us to serve Hausa. It's because of our illiteracy that make us to be serving Hausa. What we supposed to give them, they are giving us. Because of our illiteracy because they are Philistines. I mean, the Philistines. We are the children of Israel, but we are now bowing to them. That is the problem. So, if we see anyone who are married for him, we think together. They are among the people that are telling Buhari to hold this man, that we are going to do nothing. I know that.
Yes, and cannot fold our hands forever. It's as simple as that. There is no going back on this. Our people must realize the fact that we are at the edge, and there is no going back. Thank you very much, my brother, and may God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening. My name is Dr. Victor Henry. I'm calling from London. I would love to speak with you off air, please.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. And that's your number, right?
Yeah, this is my number, please.
Okay, just 1 minute. Yeah, that will be probably after broadcast because, you know, I'm still live.
Yes, with whatever time you finish, you know, I mean, just flash me, then I'll call you back. I just want to discuss one issue with you that is not for public consumption at the moment, yeah?
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. The number to call remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Chibueze Maduka. I'm calling from Bo.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Deputy Director, my people are here, my bless you, bless COC, bless Barrister and all the IPUB chieftains working for the actualization, for the resolution of Biafra in the name of Yahweh Yeshua.
Amen. Bless you too. Thank you.
Deputy Director, really, I want to make some comments here. Yes, yesterday our IPUB members protested in Abuja, but we ourselves protested in Onitsha. We did our rally yesterday, all the way to, that is it, to Men Market, to Mukobosi and the rest of them. We protested yesterday until we rounded up and came back. I want to say some things here now. We have been seeing all these things, all that is happening. I want to speak some words in Hausa language. Muhammad Buhari, the Hausa, Abedin Jamaku. Sobo de Bunseng Una so Grima Grima na Shigamaku Kai Una Uka Muta Nem Kamaba Susen Pumi Besuke Iba Ama Berenja Maku Nina Zoma Nina Zona Girinku Azona Shekara Shirin de Biu Nde Wana Buyan Tapa Yan Tapa Director Munam de Kano Berenja Maku Uji Nde Wana Yan Tapa Shi Deku mde kasawana ba ya chiwota ba wende ba sabuzure haru Muhammad berengiamaka yaranka de matanka de yalenka harabada mde agenswa mde suna mde su samuare adunia wana kakirani wa wa mutane mde kuna geni sobo de muba ma cheshe mutane chine kudo kemo wa wane ama ba wende ba ya ya cheshe mutane ba Muna kalopune. Ngeri ngea maka nde muna biya tabata parude dareto muna mbekano. Pu, ba, beri ngea maku. Ba mude, ba weni mutum, ba weni mutum de yana ana kirashi. We, shugabamu, aibu. Ba aruwa mude ibu. Abunde muke, sunamu biafra ne. Ba musabu ndana kira ibu ba. Sobo de ibu yana tikim biafra ne. Nde wana biya taba. Abdare to munna de kano wallahi billahi nde kasa namba chota ba pokrane bam basa mutane muna kaloku gara kuchi hanu pa hanu awajan dare to munna de kano bu de yoruba wa kuma yoruba listen yoruba people let me tell you people enough is enough of you people all your wickedness against the Biafras we are recognizing it and we are running out of patience let me tell you yoruba people Enough is enough. If you that is chief judge or whatever you are called, or that is Supreme Court, where they went and collected that illegal whatever they call in 90 days. You that man, you the Yoruba man, I want to do this own. We are looking. We just looked about it. And you people repeated it. You are repeating it. You pretend to be good, but you are full of effort. If anything happened to Gareth Onnandekano, Yoruba, let me tell you, no Yoruba man will ever live on earth again. I'm telling you people, you may think it is joke, it is not joke. Mark the word I'm telling you this night. Enough is enough of all this rubbish. And you so-called Igbo leaders or whatever you call, there is nothing like Igbo leaders. What we have is Biafra. Igbo is just a part of Biafra. And Igbo is minority in Biafra land. And let me tell you, whether it's like Honest Igbo or whatever, it's your cup of tea. We don't know you. And we don't want to know you. Who we know is our director, Nandekano, and the deputy director, and all the IPOB directors of Sister Dollar, and the rest of them. That is what we know. And if there should be any negotiation, our director must be out without any further delay. And if there anything happened to that man, happened to Nandekano, before God and man, if this Nigeria did not catch fire and burn to ashes, then call us bastards. Say that we are bastards and we don't know what we are doing. Yes, we have been going peaceful protest. We have been protesting peacefully as if we are there. You take us to the coward. Yes, we are protesting peacefully and you continue shooting us, insulting us and whatever. Because you have guns, you have ammunition that you don't know how to manufacture, you don't know how to produce, then use it to pattern us. I am telling you the truth. If anything happened to Nnamdi Kanu, then you people get it wrong. You people get it the way you never expected.
And the money with which they bought that weapon come from Biafra land to start with.
Yes, that is it. And now, concerning you, Mbaka, I want to address you. Mbaka, your father was a native doctor. And your father kept a particular room that nobody should enter inside that room, a secret room. You, Mbaka, you entered inside that room. And from there, you possess that spirit. Mbaka, you are not a priest. You are a native doctor. And that is what you are. And it is that native doctor, this and that. Because we got the true descent of you. And anybody that is going to you, is going to Mbaka, you are going to native doctor. Mbaka is a complete native doctor. He's a 419. That is what he is. So Mbaka, keep away from Biafra issue. If you dare insult Biafra again, we'll come after you. Enough is enough of all this insult. We are getting tired of all this rubbish. And we are running out of time. We are running out of patience. And concerning you, Britain, let me tell you, Nnamdi Kanu, our director, you are the one holding him. You are the one holding him. You may think that you are the world. You are no more the world. I know the reason why you continue keeping Adamant or whatever, because all the resources you are enjoying there is from Biafra land. That is the issue. Whatever you are enjoying there, you call yourself first class or whatever, is from Biafra land. And enough is enough of all those rubbish. If there is anything happen to our director, Britain, you pay the to eat. I don't take any of you. You may claim that it is a government that is bad or whatever. What I know is Britain is Britain. Whether from the small to the big, from the big to the smallest, all of you are involved in this matter. If there anything happens to our director now, because to God me who made me, everything with that is it will land on your head. What I'm telling you is the truth. It will land on your head. That is whether you call yourself whatever. We don't want to know because you are not the world. You are not God. I can never be God. And you are never a child. You are never Christians. You just brought idols to us. Use it to deceive us, the Biafras, and took away our inheritance. That is what you are enjoying. Then you get back to houses and the Yorubas. They use it to insult us, to mess up against us. And moreover, Nigeria have expired. Okay, look at this thing. At 46, okay, the Republic of Benin Republic, they went and took 16 villages in the Emperor State that belongs to them, that amalgamation have expired. Did you touch them? Did you do anything to them? But because we are protesting, we keep there, we are protesting peacefully. That is why you continue marginalizing us, stealing what belongs to us. And still, on top of that, you have the guts to arrest our director and torturing him. If there anything happened to that man, God is our witness. If it doesn't cause world war, then call us bastard. Deputy Director, please, may God bless you. Keep on the good work.
Bless you too.
And,
thank you. Thank you very much.
I pray for all of you that God will give you the grace and the strength. And everything that is needed for this struggle, God will provide to his glory. In the name of Yeshua, his son, I pray.
You say amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? They are not listening. That is too late. I've taken down that call. Then call on the phone, your name and where you are. Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program. Yes, go on.
Hello, I'm hearing you. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay. Because I'm worried, actually, if you cancel it, because I already
know me. Yeah, but what is your name?
Okay, my name is Chika Ume.
Right.
From Anambra State, but I am calling you from Bayelsa State now.
Okay.
Me and Niku, on one other side, because we have here Nigeria, on one hand we have power, and Nigeria, this our Nigeria, but zoo, yeah, and many our power.
That's what I'm telling you, that we are placing everything on the doorstep of British government, and that we are going to organize very soon, in next couple of days or a week, a mega protest that the whole of Europe will attend in London in front of British Parliament.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I hear. Kaku, president of Britain, on only discuss all the time. Because ever this guy na the him because and Yoruba nda is very bad. Ever that guy na the him So Biko, you say okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct. And God Almighty is taking precedence of what we are doing here. And we are once again putting it to the international community. And more importantly, the British government, that the assurances given by the Nigerian murderous establishment is not being followed. The assurances given to the British is not being followed, and our leader Nnamdi Kanu is being tortured daily. He is being subjugated to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. He is sleeping rough. He is being applied. He is being given a subtle and most wicked torture techniques that nobody knows. We ask you to investigate these claims, and we stand to be corrected. We have credible information on what we are telling you, and we are putting the life of Nnamdi Kanu into your hands, because you are the one that has every authority and power to prevail on your crony, on your puppet government of Buhari, to do something now. This is where they'll be a far live broadcast. We are live, we are direct. Call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The call on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening, sir.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening,
sir. Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program. Can you hear me?
My name is Sonny Chukwuma. I'm calling from Igbota.
Right, thank you very much.
Yes, I'm from Olo. I'm giving up for Olo. Yeah.
Well, I don't fully, I didn't get what you're saying. because the line to me was muffled, and I'm going back to the line now to Ojukwu. Ojukwu, can you hear me? No, I don't know what's going on. Ojukwu, if you are hearing me, I am coming back to you, Ojukwu. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
It's a regular call. I wouldn't like to call my name this night, sir, for security purposes.
I will oblige you. Go ahead.
My deputy director, I have a very nice information from my brother, and I would like if my number can be retained.
Yes.
It's not something I will disclose here.
Yes.
Then the next thing is this. Our so-called ministers, pastors, they are quite aware of what is happening in the zoo. And also, our so-called governors, their heads, they are fully involved in detaining our director.
Yes.
They can't deny it.
Yes, of course.
And I want to tell them outrightly that as far as they connive with the second Osama bin Laden, Britain knew quite well that Muhammad Buhari and House of Fulani, they supported Osama bin Laden to bomb America. And Obama is aware of that. They are now echoing chorus of support to Buhari. But I want to tell them that Nnamdi Kanu put together is more than 50 countries president. They should be aware of that. Now, if Orocha to Okorocha and Ojiano, let them have it at the back of their mind. We know where they are and we know where they are sleeping. Should anything happen to Nnamdi Kanu, they will pay with their blood. So we have assessed patient enough, and our patients are running off. So we can't condole them any longer. So permit me to offer my prayer again to my director.
Yes, go ahead.
To assign the angel to the Lord to give him pillow, even like it happened to Daniel in the lion den.
He said, amen.
The land, the area he's sleeping, that particular empty ground he's sleeping, the angels of the Lord will be a pillow to him.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Yahweh Yahushua, I commit your servant again. A man you call in this end time to liberate your people. With the help of Oichi Nofo, Barista Imam Mezu, and all the rest of our echoes. Father, of encouragement to our generation, dear friend. Lord, your servant, wherever he is, I thank the angels for him. Let them encamp around over him. Let them encamp around wherever he is. As our enemies will always be in confusion. When they plot evil against him, they will turn against themselves and kill themselves. Father, I ask, uphold your servant with the arms of your defense. He leads the angels of war with a sophisticated weapon to fight his cause and battle. As we all know, that soon as Biafra will emerge, the restoration of Biafra is here. We thank you, our faithful God. You are ever remain faithful. You are not man. Like I told your servant Uche before last time, that you should go back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 23, verse 1 to 40. Lord, when he visited them, he will know the work of the evil so-called pastors who are sabotaging the efforts of the new generation, Biafra. Thank you, Father, for we know. He said, when we call unto you one time, you answer seven times. Protect your people. As we are going to join hands with you to celebrate this victory of Biafra, in the name of Yahweh Yahushua, we pray. Thank
Amen.
You, Father.
You say, thank
for your servant who came before, when he don't have the strength, give his strength. Where he may make mistake, Lord, correct him before the time. Father, where he cannot fit, put him fit. Lord, enlarge his course of encouragement. Let your power be his power. Let your strength be his strength. This is our inner desire. For in Yahushua's name we pray.
Amen.
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 And I pray the same for you and your family and the family of IPOB all over the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Call on the phone, your name, and where you are. Can you hear me? The call on the phone?
Call on the phone, your name, and where
you are. No, this is... give us
Hello?
Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Reverend Ejikeme Onoha. I am residing in Igwocha in Biafra land.
Yeah,
I want to
much.
Remind the return about this scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 1. He said, "Woe to you, O destroyer, you who have not been destroyed. Woe to you, O traitor, you who have not been betrayed. When you stop destroying, you will be destroyed. When you stop betraying, you will be betrayed." I believe that they know the scriptures, even though they have backslidden. But let it be done on them that this is the word of God. It can never be rewritten. It is settled in heaven. I want to remind the Britain also that they have agreement, which they wrote as a document that after 100 years has expired after the amalgamation, any region can separate. And we have waited so long, endured all these years, and now it has expired and have added another 2 years. But let me make them understand that God knows what they wrote about, and he is holding them to a charge about it. Again, God has the authority to remove any nation from world map. The question is this: has he done it before? Yes, he has done it. What of Sodom and Gomorrah? What about Babylon? Are they today in world map? Let them be careful, because God is watching. God is the final arbiter. He sits upon the throne, judging the four ends of the earth. Let them also know that God created all humanity and have allowed them to settle where they have. And the Bible says, "Woe unto him that removed the ancient landmark." God is holding them to charge because they removed the ancient landmark of Biafra and joined us with the people who we are not the same with. Another one is that they do not know that the silence God has been all this time making does not mean that he does not know what to do. But he has given them a limit, and Britain is fast approaching that limit. So let us see whether they created God or God created them, and who sits upon the throne, whether it is Britain or whether it is anybody that is trying to make sure that we do not restore Biafra. So I want to pray for my leader, Nnamdi Kanu. Our Father who sits in the heavenly places, overseeing what is happening in the planet of the earth, I want to commit your servant into your hand, and I pray, O God, that as it happened to Elijah, when the raven brought food for him and asked him to eat, and he ate, he brought again, and they asked him to eat, that the journey is far. And Elijah ate, and God sustained him. He said in your word that it is not by bread alone that man should live, but by every word that cometh out of the mouth of the Lord. I want also to remind you of your word. He said, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So all these people that have been hounding and trying to decimate us, it is in their authority to decide who lives and who should be decimated. So all power belongs unto you. We are waiting upon you. It is not Britain that we are looking unto to restore Biafra. It is not House of Fulani Yoruba. It is in thy hand. Do it to the glory and praise of your name. And I pray that you continue to sustain your servant there, because everybody knows that the handwritten word of God can never be cancelled. And again, that God knows what to do at the right time. And we believe you that you are not silent, because you have anointed him to do this work. So let your perfect will be done. You are now making a history to the whole world. Even the Igbo leaders and the Hanes and the Igbo, if they do not surface, how can we know what they have done in the past? God is trying to expose all this so that at last they will not come to say, oh, we followed the restoration of Biafra. But all I know is this, that God knows everybody and he has right to judge. And so whatever thing he does is the right thing. So God is the name of Biafra into the map of the world, and is going to replace it with other nations. So let other nations that are fighting against Biafra be very careful, because God has the final authority, and he is the one who sets one free, and he is the one who condemns the other. So I want to thank you. God bless all APOB members all over the world in Jesus' name.
Amen. He said, thank you very much, my brother, and may God bless you also and family. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are live, we are direct. Ojukwu, if you can call us back. Ojukwu, if you can call us back, please. We are, of course, inching closer to having a break on this program, and we will take a few more calls and then proceed to doing that. The call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The call on the phone. Can you give us your name, please, and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Chukwu Anomodo.
Chukwu who, sorry?
Chukwu Anomodo from Ireland.
Chukwu Anomodo.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Please, I would like to talk to you private. I've been trying to call you, but I've not been successful. Yeah.
Right.
I would like to talk to you private. I don't know if you don't mind.
That's fine. There's no problem. But then this is still a live broadcast, so you may have to find time and do that.
Okay, can I call you after the program? Because I've been trying to call you for up to 2 weeks now.
All right, go ahead. No problem.
Okay, I'll call you later.
All right.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir. My name is Director.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program. Yes, please.
My name is Louis. I'm calling from Asaba.
Thank you very much.
I'm very, very sure, and I have the faith, because I have seen some dreams that Biafra is at hand. The other night I was in dream, and we had the country has an international meeting. So, yeah, I saw the British and American Brazil and China and other flag on land among the on the line. Then and I see Biafra flag on the center. So I was looking for our Azekana. Let me see if I can see the zoo country called Nigeria flag on the along the line. I couldn't see.
Yes, hello? We're listening. We're listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay, sir. Then that is how I know that Biafra is at hand. The other day, I see in the dream when we all the Ethiopians were climbing a mountain, very big mountain. Then our director was a kind of a Namde Khan. We could put him there in the green directing us. Understand? So the people should be marching strongly. Understand that immediately the mountain is very high. That if we mistakenly miss our leg, that if we fall, we all will fall and die. Hello, sir.
Just try to make it snappy so that we take other calls because we're about to end this program.
Okay, sir. What I am trying to say is that let us have the faith and let us put it in hardworking, just like as we have started it. We do not mind what Boko Haram, who knows what they have done there against us. What?
Hello? He is no more there. He is no more there. This is Radio Biafra Live Podcast. We are inching closer to ending this program. But if we do, we will be coming back at some point. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good morning from here.
This is Ide calling from Port Harcourt, Big Water.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I really want to appreciate you people for what you are doing for the people of Biafra. We are all happy. And my prayer this morning is that let the God of heaven that sitteth still on his throne bless and reward all of you all in Jesus' name. And another thing that I want to say is that one thing that makes me happy is the whole Biafra. Whatever, before anybody comments and say whatever he or she says, we all recognize that there is God that sits in heaven. Just as our director will always say, that whenever Biafra will be restored, that there will be jubilation in the entire land of Biafra. And it is a promise, and it will be done. I just want to encourage every one of us, our director that is here in the camp of the enemy, my deputy director, nothing will happen to our director.
You say,
will happen to him. There is nothing that he will do. There is nothing that they will do against him that will work in his life.
Amen.
Because there is God in heaven. And God will do something that the whole world, God is about to write a new history in this earth. And he will use the Lamb of Biafra to fulfill that. The whole world will hear it. They will see the hand of God. And all men will recognize that God has stepped into the land of Biafra. Biafra will be restored. am nothing, no man, no woman that will stand on our way. Another thing that I just want to suggest, let us raise names that will stand in the gap to be praying for this great project. I don't know how it will be done. Either it will be done in the state level where we will have men of God that at least once a week they will gather. I don't know how it's going to be done, but it is my own suggestion. If we can raise men through our IPOB in our different states where we are, and they will be giving account to the state coordinators, so that every at least once a week they gather. If it is light day, anyhow that they are going to do it, it will be among themselves, so that they will stand in the gap. If there is anything that we are going to do, you can easily send it directly to them, so that they will take it into before the presence of God and commit that project into the hands of God, knowing very well that the battle that we are fighting, it is not for flesh and blood. It is a spiritual battle.
Yes, my brother, you are right. You are right. We have been planning this for a long time, but we have not come out in the open. And you are right. We are, of course, going to give effect to it.
Thank you, sir. Please, that will be very, very good for us. And I pray that God will be with you. I am very, very happy with you. I follow your program. I have not seen you in person, but I can tell your person, and I pray that you should not change. Stand where you are, where you stand. We are all beside you. Don't allow anything to make you to waver. Even as director is not here, I can see how you stand for him. I can see how you defend him. Even when you are talking about him this evening, I see tears started coming out from my eyes. You are not there, but I see the pain in your heart. I say, keep it on. I thank God for our barrister. He is a man. I pray also that the hand of God will be upon him and upon your families all. May God be with you and give you breakthrough in whatever effort that you are going to put for this restoration of our Biafra. Biafra will come. My joy is that no one called and said that Biafra will not come. And for the fact that we are all joining our voice, that Biafra will come, nothing will stop Biafra. Biafra must come to the glory of God.
You see? Amen. Mm-hmm. And amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let us go back to the line now to Ojukwu. Ojukwu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my beloved brother.
Go ahead, please.
I want to tell my people that the Lord, Japan and the world, how for now they cannot, is great. Nobody can kill the Lord. All Japan want to die for this young man, Nandekano. I want to tell the especially pedophile and this country called Nigeria. We are ready to die for Nandekano. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. We all have prepared everything, including women, children, old men, young women. We have prepared to die for this man. The only mistake this country we make is to just give a lucky news for this young man. That is the only mistake this country we. I want the world to listen to me now. Listen, the anger of people, the anger of people, and now about us. The only mistake this country, this zoo or Nigeria, we ever make. Look at the Boko Haram, you cannot control Boko Haram. You cannot control Boko Haram. How much more to control Ojaka? Don't you know these suicide bombers you are seeing? You see how was happening? The suicide bomber. I said, that is clear. What the parents come there? That is clear. And we don't want to. Aboki the one that make issue in the streets. We have nothing to do with them. Those that are making shoes on the streets and selling sugar cane and the cheat. We have nothing to do with them. It's you people, those that are in our blood, those that have been eating our money, that's what to cause trouble so that the poor one will die. We will go after you people. Anywhere you are. Biafra is all over the world. Can't you imagine that? Can't you imagine that? Now, Biafra is all over the world. Can't you imagine that? We are just patient for the world to know, to be a witness, that we are not troublemakers. That is for the world to be a witness when we are not troublemakers. That's the point. Now, I want to say something. We always say Britain citizens. Britannians, they don't know anything. It's only the government. But I want to say something. Let the youth of Britain protest for the release of innocent man who is arrested in Britain for the prestige and the respect of Britannian citizens. Let them protest if they know that what their leader. Protest if they know that what their government is doing is not good. Let them protest. I want to use the opportunity to tell the people. Do you know that civil defense is now marched to train with the army in order to go out Boko Haram? If you are a Biafran man, if your brother is a civil servant, then if any day they call to let him go, step down, unless you would want to die. The army that went. No one is on a life. Unless you want to die. It's a my former dear brother. Yes. The two of Kabyama. Bless you and lift you up. In the name of the two of Kabyama.
Amen. You say, and bless you too, Ojukwu, and your family and family of IPOB around the world. Thank you very much, and may God bless. This is the Biafra Live Broadcast, and we have reached you from London, and with every degree of certainty to the ends of the world. And we are, of course, at this particular point in time, going to have some break and come back at some point in the next couple of hours. We ask God Almighty, who sees in the open and in the secret, to, as always, envelop his servant Namde Kanu, who is being subjected to all manner of physical, psychological torture and inhuman and degrading treatment. While the world is looking the other way, he is fighting for the freedom of a generation. He is fighting for the emancipation, total liberation of the people of Biafra who are on the edge of extinction. What kind of love can a man have for his people that he will leave everything he has, his wealth, his opulence, his comfortable lifestyle, to go and subject himself to hellfire that his people will have identity once again? Father, we thank you for everything that has happened, but we also remind you that you made a promise to us that you will never forget us nor forsake us, and that you are whom you are. At this particular point in time, we challenge you, O God, with your words and your promises. We ask you to move in your mighty valor and send forth your warring angels to go and defend, both spiritually and physically, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Namdi Kanu, and blind the eyes that are looking at him from a negative perspective. Block the mouth that are talking ill of them, of him, and destroy every hand and leg that rises against him, that in the end your name will be glorified and that freedom will be for him and for the people of Biafra. We ask you, O God, to fight against those who fight against him. Destroy those who want to destroy Nnamdi Kanu and his people. That in the end, people will see your blessings upon our lives and glorify your holy name. It is at this particular point in time that I must say, may your name be glorified once again as you do this in our lives and for him. Biafra remains the last miracle, as our leader Nnamdi Kanu will always say. And I urge all and sundry to rededicate themselves, to reapply themselves to the unadulterated and unparalleled commitment to the quest for the restoration of Biafra, because the journey has just begun. Thank you very much, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world, and the hallowed IPOB family members in Biafra land and in different parts of the world. We thank you for your resilience, for your resoluteness, and for your commitment to the service of man and humanity. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu will come out, and until then we urge all and sundry to apply themselves unequivocally, to commit themselves totally and absolutely to the great work and challenges that are before us, that together we will emerge victorious. May God bless you all, and at this particular point in time, this is sincerely to me for signing off.
Revolution. Right to freedom.
Freedom.
Kiss each other.
Babylon fall.
Babylon fall.
The vampire
upon the wicked.
Babylon the wicked.
Babylon fall.
Yes, oh Israelite, this is a candlelight, cause I see you pray to last. Who's against us is among us. Rome Vatican is the new Babylon. The freedom of the world must come from Israelite. Freedom of Africa, certainly from Mount Zion. Freedom of Biafra is the new Jerusalem. Babylon quench, Babylon dry. Babylon die, I just like them.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
The vampire upon the wicked,
Babylon
the wicked.
Babylon fall.
What's on my own Babylon, a missionary plan. Catholicism, she's Babylon, the vampire. Babylon, they loot my temple, pull it down. Oh, Jerusalem, my Jerusalem. Babylon, they took my skin for men as slavery. Some living in America, some living in Europe. Kid you dread, Caesar Nero persecuting empire. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. When they go no fall, I just like them.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
The vampire upon the wicked,
upon
the wicked.
Babylon fall.
If I do what to my kingdom, say that's Israel. Blood you send to right, Babylon, your time to fall. I say Hebrew, you deceive the world, you can change my soul. You kill your name, but my Babylon, where is Peter? Oh yes, me tell you fall, and when you go no fall. Sharpless them go cut, statues them go break. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. Every time I sing, Babylon must fall. Babylon quench, and Babylon fall.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
The world confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Babylon fall. Babylon die. Just like a boom, and Babylon smash.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. The vampire
burn the wicked, burn the wicked.
Babylon fall.
You're gonna love it, taking people to 666. Snap your face, fingerprint, worshiping that beast. I've learned a plan to take my people to the Middle East. By then, altars gonna burn, mountains gonna move, earth gonna shake, quake is gonna make, tsunami's gonna flow, hurricane is gonna boom. Wonders must to flee, Virgin Mary breaks. Babylon fall, massacre on my land. This land is smelling mess, that's why I got to
fall. Babylon fall, Babylon fall. The vampires.
Fire upon the wicked,
Babylon
the wicked.
Babylon fall.
Emperor, since you claim to be on Peter's throne, long time ago, Senero killed my prophet. Break it in Vatican, Senero's accomplishment. Your throne before Jesus, how could you be apostle? Babylon fall, Babylon must quench. When they gonna fall, people gonna laugh. Babylon must fall, Pope must to melt. Apostles gonna come, and pride must to less. I will disappear then, them are gonna come.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
I see you pray to last. Who's against us is among us. Rome, Vatican is the new Babylon. The freedom of the world must come from Israelite. Freedom of Africa, certainly from Mount Zion. Freedom of Biafra is the new Jerusalem. Babylon quench, Babylon dry. Babylon die, I just like them.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
Catholicism, she's Babylon, the vampire. Babylon, loot my temple, pull it down. Oh, Jerusalem, my Jerusalem. Babylon, took my skinful men as slavery. Some living in America, some living in Europe. Kid you dread, Caesar Nero persecuting empire. Babylon fall, Babylon went. When they go no fall, I just like a
bomb. Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
And the rabbi learner, your time to fall. I say, Hebrew, you deceive the world, you can change my soul. You kill your name, but Babylon, learner, where is Peter? Oh, yes, me tell you, fall. And when you go, no fall. Sharpless, them go cut. Statues, them go break. Babylon fall. Babylon quench. Every time I sing, Babylon must fall. Babylon quench. And Babylon fall.
Babylon fall. Babylon fall.
Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. Babylon quench, Virgin Mary.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.
Together, a game to block Jaja's crew. I love Niger. must bend. When the gunners die, they fall like a bench. Babylon fall, Babylon die. Just like